Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, John Stonem. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Stonem settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Stonem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonem hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Stonem settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is called out on strikes. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Stoneham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneham is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Bocek now playing left field. Hal Rein now playing third base. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick strikes out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress scores. Hayes moves to third. Berry moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Hayes scores. Berry scores. Bocek moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sharon moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gulick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bocek strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank McDonald now pitching. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swanson moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.